From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams, with your headlines for Monday, November 24th. Californians living in high fire risk areas will soon need to meet new defensible space regulations. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Homeowners already have to clear vegetation in two defensible space zones, 0 to 30 feet and 30 to 100 feet. The new rules add another requirement, creating a 5-foot fire-safe buffer right next to the home. That includes things like landscaping, fencing, and roof gutters. Existing homeowners would get a 3-year grace period. New homes would need to meet the rules right away. In Butte County, about 1,300 structures in unincorporated areas are in high fire risk zones, including all of Paradise. That's according to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, which spoke with CAL FIRE Butte Chief Garrett Scholand. The new defensible space rules haven't yet been finalized. They'll take effect sometime in February. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And in other news, the Shasta County District Attorney's Office just released its annual report. The document includes notable statistics, finances, and new programs. One of the new policies the office has implemented is called race-blind charging. NSPR's Claudia Brancart explains how it works.
A California law officially went into effect this year that requires prosecuting agencies to remove information related to the race of a suspect, victim, or witness from documents. The case then receives an initial review with the redacted information. The law is meant to make the justice system more equitable by trying to address the unconscious biases people have about race.
The DA's office also set up a peer support program to provide confidential support for staff during difficult times. It also created the role of witness coordinator. The new position is meant to help legal secretaries and prosecutors by being the point of contact for witnesses. And in Paradise, residents who've had trouble hearing the town's emergency warning sirens from inside their homes can now request a plug-in indoor alert unit. Town officials say they received community feedback about issues with indoor audibility. They've secured a limited number of in-home siren devices at no cost to residents. The units provide audio and visual alerts when outdoor sirens go off. Supplies are first come, first served. And those were your headlines for Monday, November 24th. Our theme is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.